Brent Johnson, nonpartisan. Position sought, House District 6 Representative. Residence address, 20,773 Porcupine Lane, Clam Gulch, Alaska, 99568. Mailing address, 20,773 Porcupine Lane, Clam Gulch, Alaska, 99568. Email, ragweb@icloud.com. Website, brentforhouse.org. Biographical information, age 71. Place of birth, Seldovia. Spouse's name, Judy. Children's names, Christopher, Samantha, Nathan, Carrie, Violet, Ginger. Occupation, commercial fisherman. Length of residency in Alaska, 71 years. Alaskan communities lived in, Homer, 1955 to 59, Clam Gulch, 1959 to 2026. Education, Ninilchik High School graduate. Political and government positions, K9 Soldotna, Fish and Game Advisory Committee, 1985 to 2002, Chairman 2002. Kenai Peninsula, Borough Planning Commission, 1995 to 2010. Kenai Peninsula Borough, Assembly 2010 to 2016, 2019 to 2025, President 2022 to 2024. Kenai Peninsula Borough Board of Equalization, 2014 to 2025. Service Organizations Membership, Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association, 1988 to 2002, 2005 to 2026, President 2006 to 2020. Kenai Peninsula College Council, 2023 to 2026. Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council, 2024 to 2026. Special interests, Kasilof Historical Association, current president. Kenai Peninsula Historical Association, President 2008 to 2010. Other biographical information. Following our church recommendations, we started our children in homeschool. 3 years later, we enrolled them in a church school. A couple years later, we put them in public school, and that fit our family best. My employment has been in set netting, land surveying, truck driving, and operating equipment. Position statement, I support increased funding for education, as demonstrated by my sponsorship of KPB Assembly, Resolution 2025-19, which increased school funding to the cap. Working with colleagues is a strength, as seen by Resolution 2025-19, passing by an 8-to-1 vote. I might add, in 2025, the mayor and assembly cut the general fund mill rate from 4.3 mils to 3.85 mils. Alaska King salmon stocks are weak. Cook Inlet East side set netters have been closed 4 years, while King salmon sport fishing has suffered tremendously. Scientists blame warming oceans. How long will it take to cool the ocean? King salmon stocks need help sooner, and so do fishers. I believe there are ways to allow set netters to harvest sockeye without impacting king salmon. Alaska should participate in the battle against global warming, and on the short term, we should demand reduction in the trawl fleet bycatch. Wasting over 20,000 king salmon annually is unacceptable. The same is true of the trawler's impact on halibut, crab, and ocean floor environments. Clams have also declined precipitously on the Ninilchik Clam Gulch beaches. I'd like to see razor clams transplanted from the west side. The permanent fund dividend formula should be presented to the people in a public opinion vote. Options from a statutory formula with a corresponding impact on taxes to a dividend of $1,000 should be presented, including ways to adjust for inflation. Personally, I believe the permanent fund principle should grow faster than inflation. The views expressed in this statement are from the candidate and not endorsed by the Division of Elections. The text of this statement was provided and paid for by the candidate in accordance with AS 15.58.030 and 6AAC 25.690.